health, fitness, trends, technology. This is a new age, and we're together through it all. Radio Islam International. The world is our community.
To 9 minutes past 11, you're tuned into the airwaves of Radio Islam International. The question we are asking you today is that if you are from a town or you've come across a town with a strange story, let us know the story, 072-786-1548. We continue our discussion now, moving over to something a bit more important that we can use to benefit our lives, emotional intelligence. That's the ability to tap into our emotions and use them in a way to better our lives. Sometimes we get out of touch with our feelings, but if we are in touch with them, we are able to perhaps manage our stress a bit better and communicate effectively with other people and assimilate into the society that we need to. It doesn't just affect us in our personal relationships, not just with our family members, not just with our friends, but also professionally, because IQ, intelligent quotient, that is something that will remain constant. That's something that we can work on. We have a structured approach to achieving that. But EQ is something that can be developed over time. That's the emotional quotient. That's emotional intelligence. And it's something that we can develop. It's something that we perhaps need to develop as well. We don't realize it. But throughout the day, perhaps, we have emotional reactions to certain things. It's easy to say that we put our feelings aside, put it in the back burner throughout the day. But if we acknowledge how different experiences, whether it be at home, whether it be at work, whether it be what someone said, whether it be something that happened. If you ignore them, you're ignoring important information that has an effect. It has an effect on you, not just on your mindset. It's not just something that internally you feel about, but also it changes your reaction. It changes the way that you behave in certain ways. So if you start paying more attention to your feelings and connecting them to your experiences, you'll be able to look in control, perhaps, your reaction to certain things and the way that you behave, and you'll be a bit more conscious of it. So say, for example, you're at work, right, and you're having a meeting, and for whatever reason, you're perhaps getting cut off in that meeting by someone. Think about how that makes you feel and how that then makes you react. Do you change in your tone? Do you change in the way that you then have your approach? Does it make you feel a bit less productive, perhaps, for the rest of the day? Does it make you feel ignored? And also, you know, on the other hand, look at the positives as well. It's not just about dealing with negative emotions, but obviously the positive ones have a good influence on us as well. Let's say someone gives you a pat on the back or a tap on the shoulder to say you're doing something right or you're doing a good job. Think about how that makes you feel. So when you tap into them at certain times of the day, think of how they make you feel in that point and how you then go on after that. Sometimes the emotions that we have physical manifestations on us. Our minds and bodies are definitely not separate, not in any way whatsoever. And they do affect each other quite deeply. If we want to enhance or get in touch with our EQ, our emotional quotient, a bit more, we've got to learn how to read physical cues. These things let us know how we are feeling. So you'd know, for example, if you're anxious, you know that you start perhaps breathing a bit differently, you feel knots in your stomach, you feel sometimes tight-chested or erratic breathing. All of these kind of things affect us in some way. Those are more of the obvious ones. You know when you're stressed out or when you're anxious, those are certain things that you go through. But with other things, they also have a way of telling us that we're not perhaps in the best of steads, or that it's something or the other that we may be ignoring. So, for example, sadness, for whatever reason, might feel like when you wake up with slow or with heavy limbs, you feel somewhat lethargic. You don't feel very productive. You don't feel very energetic. Happiness or joy, for that matter, it might give you the sensation of butterflies. It might give you a bit of energy, increased energy. You might even notice your heart rate increases somewhat. So your body has a way of telling you that something may be wrong with your mind at that particular point. You may be thinking about things in a way that you perhaps shouldn't, or even if you should, it might be reminding you that, hey, there's something here that we have to deal with. There's something here that we have to overcome. So don't ignore your body in any way whatsoever. And obviously, it's not something that, okay, in one day this particular thing made you sad and now your body's just going to shut down. When you notice these changes happening, it could be strange pains, it could be the lack of gumption, it could be subtle sometimes, it could be major. Realize that it may not be something that physically is just the matter. You haven't maybe injured yourself or anything like that, but rather it could be a reminder that we've got to look a bit deeper and try and isolate exactly what the issue may be. Remember that emotions and behavior also are connected. When we feel strong about something, and we generally notice this a bit more apparently with things like anger, for example, because if someone were to make us angry, we know that we'd react in a certain way, and that's more of the glaring ones. But with other emotions as well, it changes the way that we react to things. It changes our behavior in some way or the other. You have gut responses to everything that we face in our day, and sometimes we don't react with reflection. You know, we just literally react in a certain way, and we don't understand that what spurs our behavioral impulses is our EQ. And then the higher that will be, we'll be able to know and actually change our behavior about certain things. So say, for example, if you're feeling embarrassed or you're feeling insecure, you start withdrawing from conversations or you disconnect from things that may be happening around you. And you don't naturally just realize that. But in that, you might be taking yourself away from certain opportunities. So if you understand and realize that, hey, this is something that's making me feel insecure, this is what this person said, or this is how they reacted, or whatever it may be, and you make a note of it and try and deal with that accordingly. And you've got to find the routine to obviously deal with certain emotional negativities that you may have. You'll be able to then react differently. So instead of then pulling away, you'll be able to just immerse a bit more and be able to resolve the issue that may be at hand. We know generally anger is obviously the more glaring one. We end up raising our voices or we make it known. For whatever reason, that generally is the one that flares up the most. But say, for example, if we're overwhelmed by something and we're stressed out, we start panicking, we start losing track of what we're doing. Oftentimes people could also break down as well. But if we realize that, okay, this is something that's now stressing me out, this is something that's overwhelming me, it feels as if though, you know, I'm not going to be able to do A, B, and C, and I have so much to do and whatever it may be, and we get in touch with our emotions about our tasks, perhaps, or about the things that have been given to us to do, or about the things that we need to achieve, and we understand how it makes us feel, we'll be able to say, okay, I know I need to do this and it is stressing me out, but this is how I'm going to deal with it. This is how I'm going to break it down, and this is how I'm going to ensure that I do get everything done without overlooking anything, without it, you know, taking the better of me. And remember, we can never judge, so to speak, our emotions. Everything that we feel is valid. Even the negative ones. If we start judging our emotions and saying, no, you're not supposed to feel sad, you're not supposed to feel like this, you're not supposed to feel like that, if we do that, we inhibit our ability to fully feel. And what happens then is that we can't use our positive emotions or our emotions in positive ways. Everything that we have, that we feel rather, is a good piece of useful information because it's connected to something that's happening in our world or in the world around us at least. So without that, we won't know exactly how things are affecting us or how things are going on around us. The ability to feel is a form of intelligence itself. It is difficult because generally with negative emotions, we perhaps some have been brought up to a sense that you've got to, you know, cut those things up. You've got to, you know, just embrace whatever's going on and you've got to brave it. But it is okay to feel. Yes, we have to deal with those things as well, but we shouldn't negate them at all. And I think that's the line that we have to draw, and that's the balance that we have to get, that we shouldn't just overlook certain things, but we shouldn't let it overcome us as well. But understanding them and getting in touch with them is the art of then being able to mitigate them, being able to deal with them correctly, being able to bring some positivity out of it as well, to understand it, to be able to control it somewhat to the best of our abilities without it letting it get the better of us. But ignoring it completely also is detrimental. We need to fully experience our positive emotions as well. So when you're feeling happy about something, feeling joy, you're feeling satisfaction about something that's happening around you in some way or the other, we need to really immerse ourselves in those moments. And we'll find patterns in emotional history. That's a good way for us to learn about our own feelings as much as we can, because they are definitely connected to experiences. Because when you have certain emotions, you need to ask yourself, when last have you felt like this? So, for example, you may have now taken your trip or whatever it may be during the holiday, or you've just taken your break and you've been at home, and you think to yourself, like, you know, I haven't felt like this in a while, relaxed, chilled out, or whatever it may be. You start seeing patterns. And with those patterns, you can exert more control over your behavior so that you think about the situations in the past where you didn't feel that calm or relaxed. And it may be, you know, when you're so inundated with housework or so inundated at the office, whatever it may be. So the next time you are in that situation, you're able to handle it a bit differently. Sometimes you may need to keep a journal of sorts about how you feel about day to day, so you can clearly see how you tend to react to certain things. You need to get in touch with them. Remember, you're never going to be able to help how you feel about certain things. But when we connected with it enough, when we understand it enough about how certain things make us feel, and we're going to feel that way, it's not like we're going to stop. What we can control is the way we adequately react to those things. That is why, in that sense, feeling our emotions is a form of intelligence itself. Why? Because it gives us the ability to now have a more structured approach to certain things, to certain events or incidences. It's hard at first because negative emotions, it's difficult to let them surface. It's difficult to connect them sometimes to what's happening. We don't know where it always may come from. But once we do actually get in touch with them, we embrace them, we throw ourselves in the deep end with them, we'll learn how to swim away. We'll learn how to actually rise above them and say that, okay, this is affecting me negatively. This is making me feel sad, down, or whatever it may be. Now I know how to use it, or now I know how to control my reaction to this situation to say that I'm going to work through this and I'm going to overcome this so that I don't feel this way anymore. Or when I'm in this kind of situation, I will feel like that for a while, but I'll know how to mitigate it. We've got to actively decide how we react to them. Sometimes it may be an issue with anger, and I think that's the one that we know is one of the hardest to control, and it's something that we warned about quite often, but it is difficult to control. We either shut down or we react in other ways as well. So instead of letting it overwhelm you, start thinking about how you're going to behave the next time you feel that your emotions or feelings are growing strong. Take a moment to feel that, but once that initial wave of those emotions is passed, make a decision about how you want to decide. Don't just react. Stop and think. In any situation, in any circumstance that we might be in, take a moment to just think to yourself for a while. Decide rather to perhaps communicate them instead of repressing them. Or wait for a bit and then see how you're going to react. But ultimately, we can't turn to escapist habits. It's difficult to let the bad feelings, the negative ones, fully come up there and take us down, or perhaps make us feel like that for a while. So we end up trying to turn to other things to numb the pain. We escape from it. Yes, positively working on it to say that I'm feeling like this, so I'm going to exercise, or I'm going to do this, that, or the other, so that it helps me deal with it a bit better. But to try and just forget about it, to stave it off, to escape from it, those aren't things that work out in the long run. For the short term, for the 1 or 2 days or for the few hours, you'll feel like everything's okay. You'll forget about it. It won't be on your mind again. But eventually, it is something that may just resurface. When it comes to openness and when it comes to being agreeable, those things go hand in hand, especially when it comes to things like emotional intelligence. It is something that is quite broad. Generally, the more we narrow our minds, that is where the EQ is indicated as lower. When we are open a little more, we have more understanding, more internal reflection, we are able to deal with conflicts differently because we're more open to other views, we are more open to other possibilities of certain things. We have a self-assured manner in that point. We realize that that's an element of strengthening our emotional quotient. We've got to learn new things, be open to understanding or at least respecting others' opinions, others' motives. The more we are understanding of that, the more we'll be able to also react less emotionally and be able to understand our emotions and their place and know how to choose then our reactions to certain things. So perhaps immerse yourself in certain debates or certain viewpoints, you know, read articles of different perspectives that people have about some of the things you may feel strongly about. And see and understand where they're coming from. See the research perhaps that they've put behind it. It'll make you understand the world a bit better. And therefore, when you are faced with certain situations, you'll be able to mitigate them a lot more better as well. empathy plays a vital role as well, to be able to recognize how other people are feeling and to share emotions with them. Being more active in terms of your listening and really paying attention to what people say, that can help you get a better sense of how people around you are feeling. And because of that information, remember, emotional quotient isn't something that is just internal. Like I said, it's linked a lot to our reaction to certain situations as well. When you have a sense of what people are feeling like around you because of your interactions with them, you can use that information to help you with your decisions to improve your relationships ultimately, whether it be with your family members, your friends, your colleagues, your co-workers. When you improve your empathy or look towards doing so, you put yourself in other people's shoes. Think about how they feel if they were in your situation. Actively imagine what it's like to go through the experiences that they've been through, where they come from, what story lies behind them. Because you can notice to yourself when people experience certain strong emotions and then ask yourself how you would react in that situation. So you'd know that being truly interested in what people are saying or how they are responding to certain things can help you to react in a sensitive way instead of letting your thoughts drift, instead of, just now being away from the conversation, letting them just lash out. Ask yourself questions, summarize what they're saying so that you know exactly where you both stand and how to move forward from that particular encounter or that situation. Because ultimately, when it comes to our emotional quotient, how we'll realize we may not be in touch with it is our interactions with people at the end of the day. We'll notice strains in certain relationships. We'll notice these kinds of patterns that will bring themselves up there. So it is something that is rather important for us to work on. People have body language at the end of the day as well. Make a point of trying to read between the lines, pick up on people's feelings and observe how they say certain things. A lot of our communication isn't necessarily just what we say, but rather the way that we say it as well. That makes up a big part, not just in our tone, not just in the loudness of our voice or the choice of words, but also in the way that our bodies say certain things. You'll notice if someone's reluctant to do something, even though they're saying, we'll do it, we'll sort it out for you, and yeah, no problem, you can see the way that they say it. Perhaps how the body turns, if they become a bit more close, if they start moving away, you'd notice that that is something that they're not okay with. And our bodies tend to communicate emotions more sometimes than we do with our voices. So these are things that you can pick up from the people around you as well. Observe how people say certain things or how their bodies change in certain situations so that you understand that, okay, this may be something where I'm affecting them negatively. Notice that your own body as well is something that will give off telltale signs about yourself. Understanding it and having or increasing in terms of your emotional quotient, your emotional intelligence, is that we've got to understand other people's emotions as well. And it's half the battle when it comes to EQ, because we need to understand the effect that we have as humans on other people as well. Do we make people feel nervous? Do we upset people? Or do we make people happy? What happens to a conversation, perhaps, when we enter a room? What happens to people when they see us approaching them? Sometimes there may be patterns that we need to change. Sometimes we may not be realizing, but we tend to pick fights. We notice that people tend to become defensive with us in conversations. It may be the way that we are saying things. We may need to change our attitude so that we have a better emotional effect on people. We do that, obviously, by understanding them and getting in touch with ourselves as well. We have to have discussions with the people around us and ask them what they think about our emotionality and where we may have room for improvement as well. Remember, our tone of voice, all of these things have effects as well. So as much as we need to understand what is happening in someone else's mind, we also need to have more control over ourselves. And this is why we go through the process of increasing in terms of our emotional quotient or emotional intelligence. We've got to be emotionally honest with ourselves. Remember that around the people that care about your support structure, so say your family and friends, the closest people to you, being more emotionally honest is something that helps you communicate more effectively with them. So being yourself, it really helps other people get to know you. You'll be able to develop closer bonds of trust, of understanding, and all of those things. We need to be more emotionally honest with the people around us and not just, pretend that everything is okay and then all of a sudden become distant or pull away. The more emotionally honest we are, we can draw from the support structures that are around us. And through that, we can work through our issues together. And everybody's an understanding so that they know that they may need to afford you space. They may need to assist you in some way or the other, or they just may just need to understand where you're coming from, or they may have some form of solution for you in some way or the other. As human beings, we will always have room for improvement. Being intellectually capable is important in life, it really is, but being emotionally intelligent is just as important. Because imagine having all of that intellect and knowledge, being able to build things, write things, do things, whatever it may be, but not having the feelings that drive you towards opportunities, not having the emotion to be able to develop the relationships around you that help you, support you through all of the times that may be difficult for you. Everything in life is balanced. Everything in life is about having all of these systems come together as one. It's like these massive gears that are so intricate and different, but they work together to operate one piece of machinery. Similarly, all of the things that we feel, all of the facets that are part of our lives or part of our makeup, our individuality, our well-being, these are the things that we need to get more in touch with and know about a little more. There's a few core elements when it comes to emotional intelligence that help us with balance in our life. One is self-awareness. We recognize our emotions for what they are and we know their origins. When people say this, it makes me feel like this. Okay, when this happened in my life, it made me feel like that. We need to know that through that, we also know our strengths and limitations. I'm unable to take this kind of criticism, or grieving is something that I struggle with. We then have something called self-management. And that's where we perhaps, delay somewhat our gratification. That we, instead of thinking and we do things impulsively, we cape. We cope, rather. We pace ourselves. We know that there's going to be change, and we stay committed to that. That we mitigate the situations logically somewhat when we have an approach to it, instead of just now, reacting. We are rather proactive rather than reactive. Then there's something called social awareness, that around the people around us, we are attuned in some way or the other, to the best of our ability, to their emotions and concerns, so that we notice and we adapt to different social cues. Being socially aware gives us the ability to exist within a larger group, or even in an organization. It's important for us even, it's not just about family life or with your friends, but also about things like work life. Because to maintain a degree of professionalism, we need to be emotionally intelligent, to be able to read certain things, to be able to understand certain things in broader organizational context as well. And ultimately, it comes down to relationship management. That is how we get along with other people, how we manage conflict, and how we perhaps inspire and somewhat influence people to communicate clearly. Why? Because if you have a good relationship with someone, whether it be on a professional level, whether it be on a personal level, say with your family, and we can all communicate clearly, you are approachable, you create an environment where we know we can speak about things or we can discuss things in a calm, approached manner. That helps us in terms of managing our relationships as well. Ultimately, stress is something that can affect our EQ negatively as well. It's a catch-all for a feeling overwhelmed, right? That's what stress basically is. We have different situations. Anything can happen. There can be changes in relationships, in jobs, in different things. There's a myriad of stress triggers, and they can make daily issues seem way more challenging. So now you're stressed out about, getting the kids ready for school, or about what's happening with the lockdown and whatever else. And for whatever reason, because of that major stress that's overwhelming you as something that you're dealing with, smaller things like the chores around the house or a small assignment that you're given at work or whatever it may be, these are things that now affect you negatively as well. So getting in touch with your stress is a big deal in terms of raising our EQ, figuring out what our triggers are and what helps relieve it as well. Sometimes we may need help. And it's something that we do deny ourselves. It's something that, for whatever reason, in some communities, also becomes somewhat taboo. But it is something that is necessary for ourselves to become more productive, to become individuals that benefit society in a much broader way. It's not about weakness. It's not about how it may be viewed. But rather, it's about if this makes you a better contributor. If there's something wrong with your car, you'll do your best to make sure that it's sorted out wise so that it can achieve the purpose that it needs to, you know, so that it can take you from point A to point B, and it can do all of these things and whatever it may be. Similarly, physically, if something's wrong with us, we're sick, we've got a toothache, a headache, a bit of a cough, or, you know, we're feeling pain somewhere, you go and check it out. When it comes to our stresses, our emotions, these are also things that we need to sort out as well. Why? Because just like a pain in your leg or a broken arm or wrist or a pulled shoulder muscle or whatever it may be is going to affect you negatively, so you need to heal from it, you need to take medication, you need some form of therapy in some way or the other, physio, or it needs to be bound by a cast or whatever. That's going to help you eventually then become more productive again. Similarly, your emotions are something that bring you down as well. Those are things that also stop you from, just like that physical pain won't allow you to achieve certain things, the emotional pains as well. Those are things that will also really bring you down. Because ultimately, if we are more lighthearted, if we're more optimistic, if we have more in touch with our emotions and we're able to control them and we're able to, well, control is a very ambitious word, but rather react with them in the way or in a measured approach where we have a bit more insight into what's going on and are able to then plan our actions accordingly, we're going to open up ourselves to more optimism, and that helps us with better emotional well-being. And through that, we get more opportunities. We're able to embark on more of our endeavors. And people want to be around optimistic people. We all do. Why? Because there's so many more possibilities that brings us. So we'll have more connections. Negativity really gets people to think about what can go wrong, so we don't end up building the resilience that we need. With a higher EQ and emotional quotient, we tend to know how to use fun and humor, how to make ourselves feel happy, and the people around us feel more comfortable, more safer, more happier, because it is something that we know to be true. Then if something is in good spirits, we feel as if though we can take it more. If you wake up with a smile on your face, something good happened, you know you are able to take on more during that particular day. But if you have something that's concerning you constantly, we also know that we tend not to be able to deal with the issues at hand. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant an understanding. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us to also increase in this particular way so that we benefit ourselves. And through that, we are able to then do more for the people around us and do more for the ummah at large. Jazakallah khair to one and all for tuning in today. That's where we leave it for today. From myself, Tafel Patel. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.